Thank God. I want to thank God, Madam Speaker, my family, friends, honorable members on this side of the House, Madam Speaker. Thanks to my hard-working, beloved people of Beaufort North for giving me yet another opportunity to represent them in this honorable House. Madam Speaker, I watched on Monday evening, I witnessed the Honorable Prime Minister very much like a drunk man coming into a dark house and trying to work his way, trying to find his way through his own house, trying to find his way through the procedures of this house. Once again, Madam Speaker, knocking over chairs, breaking vases, even bumping his head on the door frames, mumbling words, Madam Speaker. And I quote, Madam Speaker, from the Honorable Prime Minister's own delivery on page one, introduction. And he said, Madam Speaker, I sincerely wish that things were as they were on the 19th of April 2007, and that the beloved and most distinguished, the Right Honorable Sir John Compton, stood here where I stand now. Unquote. This is what he wished, Madam Speaker. Once again, trying to ride on the shoulders of the deceased, the Right Honorable Sir John Compton. He said it himself, Madam Speaker. He wished he was not here at all. Trying to run away from the problems which his government have created. He wished he was not here at all. But Madam Speaker, I also sat in amazement as for the first time in my life, my youthful life, I witnessed the Prime Minister delivering his budget speech alone, sad and lonely. Not a thumb of encouragement. Not a nail on the desk, not a knock on wood from his colleagues, the honorable members opposite. He was lonely and cold. Not for once did they applaud anything which he said, Madam Speaker. And again, I know a little later on today and tomorrow they will come and, oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful presentation, beautiful and so on. Madam Speaker, he was alone. Because the members opposite probably never knew what was in the speech. I witnessed the member for Canaries quickly writing $44 million when his allocation was announced, Madam Speaker. Maybe that was the first time he heard it. The role players, the real players knew that they got $55 million long before. This is what we have here, Madam Speaker. But I am not surprised, Madam Speaker. The Honorable Prime Minister delivered his budget speech, indicated that they have no resources for massive structures. In reference to the hospital, no, you know, no, these massive structures and so on. But I'm sure the Dyer Building is a very small, insignificant structure, Madam Speaker. I am sure the tunnels that will go through the Bad Lille and below Bocage are very small and significant structures. You see, Madam Speaker, once again, this budget goes to the heart and to the core of the United Workers Party, the organization to which members opposite belong. Budget salam, Madam Speaker, kamutwenu, kikal te set moon se moon salaye, kisa yo yo kosene atu. They can build tunnels. You have a gold structure of Bad Lille. You have a Roger gold building there. But you can't mêler about an hospital to faire santé Joseph Lekip Lemaire. You can't parler about you need to maintain. And you need to maintain, say, gauche, mais you can't tell, Madam Speaker. This is what the members opposite believe in. This, the core values, the budget went once again to the core values of the organization to which members opposite belong. And the Honorable Prime Minister said it himself on Dave Samuel's show. They're a conservative party. They will deal with the radicals. His own words, Madam Speaker. So this budget, again, stresses, Madam Speaker, what they believe in. To de-emphasize social investment, de-emphasize social infrastructure. Political patronage to the extreme. The record speaks for itself. This budget deliberately ignored in some cases and gave token pittance attention, Madam Speaker, in other cases, to the real issues of the day. And Madam Speaker, the real issues of the day were not touched at all. My friend Mr. Sam, who lives at Trevercell in Bellevue, Madam Speaker, said this to me. His wife, Miss Jennifer, in 2006 purchased a large carnation evaporated, a tin of milk at $1.92. Now she has to purchase it for $2.54. She purchased Nido powdered milk at $6.12 in 2006. Today, she has to purchase it at $11.04. Miss Jennifer purchased a packet of lentils at $1.56. Today, she has to purchase it at $2.54. Bermuda's crackers, Madam Speaker, at $1.25 in 2006. Today, she has to spend $2.50. Chicken back, Madam Speaker, in 2006. She purchased it at 99 cents a pound. And today, she has to spend $1.40.
That raises more questions.
10 cents a tin in 2006, Madam Speaker. Today, she has to spend $3.49. These are the real issues of the day. This budget never addressed the real issues of the day. So when the ladies and the gentlemen who now go out to shop in the supermarkets listen to this budget, they ask themselves, what am I going to do about this rising cost of living? And my colleagues will further add to this, Madam Speaker. So let Miss Jennifer before purchase back sausage, sardines, Nido milk, lentils, cocoa, salt, and crisps. It would cost her $18.89. But if today, since your dear, Madam Jennifer Ale, a supermarket lad, Madam Speaker, she will have to pay $33.99. These are the real issues that were never touched in the budget, Madam Speaker. Budget la pa mentionne se bagay sa la pièce. And if the farmers, Madam Speaker, in 2006, who purchased one bag of fertilizer and sack sell at $68, today it is $120. And the next shipment, we heard it before, Madam Speaker, it will go up by over 200%. These are the issues, the real hardcore issues. This budget never addressed this. How are our farmers going to adjust to the realities of today? Budget salate akwedi. Nom suwa atu akai la ika kwaze tout bagay. Ipa mele. Ipa kone to chamye, ko kouche, anye. Ika just kwaze bagay.
Honorable member, I wish to draw to your attention that it is in breach of the standing orders to use offensive or insulting language with regard to a member of this House. So I'm drawing this to your attention so you are mindful of the language that you use, including the comparisons that you make.
Madam Speaker, I didn't reach as close to calling my colleagues murderers and child killers, but thank you. Madam Speaker,
and remember, I will not repeat my admonition to you again throughout the course of your presentation. Be advised of that.
Madam Speaker, the taxes at the airport under this government moved from $35 to $68. Le kouzemwe, psycho te sorti, Saint Martin. Ek mounli, ite ka paye $35. Cooking gas for Miss Monica, who was fired by this government, moved from $28.20 to almost $5 to $33, Madam Speaker. And again, people who fall ill in Beaufort North, they still go around with papers asking for donations, Madam Speaker. These are the real issues. Yes, teachers, public servants, bankers, young professionals. You got try Asher Timosote, a little piece of land at Opico in Beaufort. And the NDC, Madam Speaker, just this year, came in there, cut the plantain, paddy on here. And today, I'm asking them $8 and $9 a square foot. People who have lived there for over 30 years. These are the things this budget didn't touch at all. Madam Speaker, we are facing a crisis. And the Honorable Prime Minister behaved as if there was not, everything is cushy. The workers are under pressure, and the labor code is in a consultative council. Be electricity, Kawose, and nothing in this budget to address this. Healthcare, the nurses, Sister Julie, Nurse Riley, Dr. Jeff, Madam Speaker. I'm wondering what kind of minister is leading this particular ministry. This is the crisis that we are in. Most police officers are doing their jobs. They are on the bikes. They are patrolling the streets. They are walking up and down to ensure our safety. They are on the beat. But under this government, Madam Speaker, the leader admits to having accepted and belatedly returning a red envelope from officials of Taiwan. This is the crisis that we're in. Unemployment, what is it, Madam Speaker? Is it 14.6? I didn't hear anything about unemployment in the budget. Is it at 14.6? We're at 7,000 new jobs, Madam Speaker. And with all of this, honorable members opposite, rightly so, didn't clap, not for once. Because they, probably unlike the honorable Prime Minister, watch news, hopefully, and they realize that almost every night over the last 2 weeks, press kept too less well, Palais News, c'est riot, Mungabume pour manger, even governments are likely to change. Prime Minister has changed in Haiti. The United Nations predicting a world crisis with food. In Trinidad, rationing for the purchases of flour and rice has started. But in St. Lucia, the Prime Minister, here is what he says to us on page 29 of his address. On page 29, in response, he says to us, one of the responses to the crisis is being vigilant, and I quote, being vigilant, learning to keep our eyes open to watch prices, Madam Speaker, being vigilant, learning to keep our eyes open. You are the government, Madam Speaker, you are elected to be vigilant. You are the ones who have to be vigilant, Madam Speaker, I want you to tell them that. You tell the consumers to sit down and keep your eyes open. Madam Speaker, my colleagues will continue to demonstrate that this government has no clue. This budget is an insult to honorable members. You have no clue. The government has no clue, Madam Speaker, of what's happening outside in the world today. In St. Lucia, he has presented not one strategy to deal with the imminent predicament. The reality here, Madam Speaker, is this. The Honorable Prime Minister is the leader of a group of parliamentarians, one of whom, Madam Speaker, has almost created a fiasco with his suggestions in relation to the psychiatric hospital and general hospital. This government decides, Madam Speaker, that they are not going to participate in any banana talks, any banana issues. Your family, tout bagay sa fet, moun sa jom pot, moun sa fet sa yovle. And belatedly, le bagay press kept water when things are, when it's almost too late. The Minister of Agriculture comes and says, oh, he cares about the farmers and so on. This Prime Minister, Madam Speaker, presides over a government which deliberately by its actions, deliberately by its actions, seeks the demise of local organizations in the banana industry. This Prime Minister presides over a government where Minister of Tourism, the Minister of Tourism, goes to Beaufort with the Minister of Communications and Works, I think, and make this big splash about American Eagle going to the south. There will be tourists from connections from Puerto Rico into Beaufort, Madam Speaker. And every day the plane brings two or three people. Where is that flight today? This is what's happening in this government, Madam Speaker. Task Force in Education, under this government, Hyper Isaac, Madam Speaker, and his followers are almost on the streets. Yes, Hyper, Madam Speaker. Opening the doors to the registry under this government. As if nothing seems to fall in place. And we are here in this honorable house. We are presented with a project which glorifies, you know, glorifies expectations, Madam Speaker. A litany of woes. What is the government's response to the crisis? As usual, Madam Speaker, I'm not sure if I can use this word based on your advice, but you'll advise me. Bluff! Bluff, Madam Speaker. As in 2006, Madam Speaker, bluff, which is coming back to haunt them. Quinag, Madam Speaker, Quinag. Can he kill bananas? Can he must go? Madam Speaker, in 2006, Philippe Pierre and Kenny, they're the ones making the prices go up. Madam Speaker, I'm sure the prices have gone down today. We are not privatizing water. Water is life. You cannot privatize water. And what happened in the Honorable Prime Minister's address? Madam Speaker, I wish to hear my favorite Creole announcer today. He's my good friend, part of my blood. I wish to hear him about water today. Upasamete Gropuze. And the road on this, Madam Speaker, today, the Prime Minister comes to this Honorable House and tries to gloss it. It is not like it was suggested before. You are going to privatize water, Madam Speaker. That is what's happening. It's like termites, Madam Speaker. Again, caution me on this if you have to. Termites, pourboire, à manger bois. They are eating up the soul of this country. And one day, it will all fall down. And Madam Speaker, the chant was that, where is the growth? There is growth, and no one can steal the growth. There is growth in the economy in 2006, and that is not real growth because the people cannot feel it. L'économie a profité, c'est pas piché, non pas ça, c'est Today, Madam Speaker, the Honorable Prime Minister reports 0.5% growth, 0.5 estimate. And I can bet with you, Madam Speaker, although you may not be a betting lady, that it is in negative growth. But today, Madam Speaker, the effects of the downturn are in the streets. We don't have to argue. Nous pas pour argue si moun pa ka santi. Nous pas pour chicaner avec ça. Allez vous Fort Knox, allez Bellevue, allez Laboui, allez Castries East, go to Gozile. Go to Castries North. You will feel it. And the Honorable Prime Minister comes with 7 hotels in a year. 3 or 4 tunnels. Who are we fooling, Madam Speaker? Last year, I reminded honorable members that you are not really speaking to honorable people in front of this house. Well, that is the purpose of it. We are no longer in 1960, Madam Speaker. right now, people in the Seychelles Islands, in the Indian Ocean, are analyzing what we are saying here. We are not speaking to fools, Madam Speaker. And, you know, this budget comes to the Honorable House as if, you know, once again, chuck it down the throat of people, down the throat of the people. Shasse mumna. Exhibiting shasse when I jump up. That is the attitude of this budget. But I'm not surprised, because these are the core values of the organization to which members opposite believe. That these are their values. Shasse the people. Just give them something which is glowing and they will understand. What is the situation in the Caribbean today? I've spoken about Haiti. Must I deal about Haiti, Madam Speaker? Cost of fuel camouflage, Madam Speaker. May, Madam Speaker, the members opposite, some of them may not mind. Because it is okay to eat lunch with the correct pairs of sandals, Madam Speaker. If you have the correct pairs of shoes, the correct sandals, it's okay, even though you're not allowed to enter into this chamber with the sandals, but it's okay. And here is what happened last year, Madam Speaker, in agriculture. Copy and paste. Copy and paste. The blood, the insult. Let us look at last year's budget presentation. And let us compare it to this year's budget presentation. And the people of this, members of this Honorable House, need to ask themselves, isn't this a bluff? The marketing board, on page 26 of last year's presentation, Madam Speaker, on page 26, I don't know if you have last year's presentation. Marketing board. Modernization of marketing and distribution services, Madam Speaker. Page 26. The Solution Marketing Board will be completely restructured and reorganized and renamed the Agricultural Marketing and Promotion Agency. Last year. This year, on page 35, what with you, Madam Speaker? On page 35 this year, we have it. New, under a different heading though, new marketing arrangement. But it's there. It's there again. We have to read ourselves, we still need to bail out entities, and so on and so on. The government signaled government intention to transform the Solution Marketing Board into a new entity. I'm waiting for next year to read it again. Fishing infrastructure. Last year, page 27, Madam Speaker. And we are going down the road. Page 27, Madam Speaker, fishing. During this year, that was last year, improvements will be made to the facilities at Brazilian and Soleil. Miku is there too, Madam Speaker. To better secure the boats and for construction of a jetty and appropriate support facilities for fishermen on Miku. This year, page 33 and 34, it comes again. Copy and paste. Cut and paste. Is there, Madam Speaker? Fisheries. A modern fishery facility will be established. They talk about FAD. Support will be provided to community-based technology enhancement programs to the construction and placement of a number of fish aggregating devices in our waters. They recognize the contribution of fisheries, and so on and so on. Cut and paste. Abattoir, Madam Speaker, on page 28 of last year's presentation, within 18 months, we'll have the abattoir. It's back here on page 33. Madam Speaker, they recognize the meat processing facility will be constructed with funds from Taiwan. The banana industry revitalization. On page 29 last year, it spoke about Biru. And we know that the work That was done by Biro. It comes back on page 32 of this year's presentation. Arab lands on page 30 of last year's presentation. And they speak about Arab lands, Madam Speaker. You know, every time I hear members opposite speak about agriculture, and the bluff about they have been so good with agriculture that they have been the best with agriculture when the Labour Party came in, they killed all of agriculture, and it goes right through the Prime Minister's speech. It drives me really crazy. Arab lands, and they speak of union, Madam Speaker, a favorite subject of the Minister of Agriculture. Oh, the Labour Party changed union to they want to put football at union and so on and so on. I need to ask the question, who changed the land use policy of union? Who built the power station at union? Huh? Madam Speaker, who did it? Who changed the land use policy at union? So, Madam Speaker, some honourable members, their memories start from 1997 for everything. But their party, while in power, changed the land use policy at union. Madam Speaker, ask them to go do the research. What is happening to the lands in Choiseul with the farmers? What is happening to the farmers in the Denry Valley? You want to remove them from the banana farms and put probably a garage for big trucks. Madam Speaker, this is the kind of crisis that we are in. And they come with some very nicely packaged gifts. And the package is shining, or so it seems, from afar. But when you open it meticulously, you can realize that you are going to be bananas, Madam Speaker. The Social and Economic Review of 2007 speaks to the decline in banana production. Page 27, following a partial recovery in 2006, St. Lucia banana exports to the UK contracted. Savlady, Madam Speaker, l'année passée, nous voyons moins figue aller l'Angleterre. Bon, mais ça, Madam Speaker, the minister is very quick to say it's because of the passage of Hurricane Dean. But when we try to explain in the past that factors such as the weather systems affected the production of bananas, oh no, leave out your feed. But today, you send less bananas to England. You haven't been my Hurricane Dean. Of course I know Hurricane Dean. But be consistent. Be consistent. Madam Speaker, more bluff. Page 32 from the PM speech. Page 32. Oh, I love that speech. Page 32 from the PM speech. And listen to this, Madam Speaker.
I love it.
I love it because...
Oh, yeah.
It exemplifies, Madam Speaker, the core values of members opposite. And listen to what the Honourable Prime Minister said. And I quote at the top of page 32. Madam Speaker, as has become evident to all St. Lucians in recent times, the production and export of bananas faces new and difficult challenges in this new age of globalization. Unquote. Now, I need to repeat something there. Madam Speaker, new and difficult challenges in this new age of globalization? As if globalization just arrived when you came into office in 2006. More bluff, Madam Speaker. New challenges? New challenges, Madam Speaker? Madam Speaker, do you want me to quote from... I have again, the annual statistical... Digest, Agricultural Statistical Digest of 1997. And the Honourable Prime Minister talks about new bagai net. Meat produced by the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Forestry and Environment, volume ADD, volume number 15. And here's what it says, and I quote from page 1, 1997, Madam Speaker, 1997, the 5-year trend in agricultural contributions to gross domestic product, as indicated by table 1-1. Show that the sector has contracted substantially since 1993, Madam Speaker. Substantially since 1993. You know, Labour Party government in 1993. Huh? Substantially. But this Prime Minister, Madam Speaker, comes to this house insulting us on page 32 and says, it has become evident to all solutions. In not all solutions, Madam Speaker, I'm not one of them. And many people who read and understand are not the all solutions the Prime Minister spoke about. We know that things have been difficult with bananas. Don't try to bluff us. Stop it, Madam Speaker. Let's get real in this place. And you know what, Madam Speaker, the bluff is so ingrained that, you know, they smile at 6 o'clock. The honorable member smiles at 6 o'clock to deliver the bluff, you know. And they remain silent in the face of critical issues affecting this industry. Look at the contrast in Dominica, where the Prime Minister came out when this problem with SLBC and with DECO came out. I called over and over again, Madam Speaker, to the media, calling for the minister to do something, say something. The honorable minister said, no, this is a private matter. Well, the Prime Minister at some point recognized that it wasn't just a private matter. Sacer bagay la vie citoyen. Comme moun, ase orte a ka protestig, Madam Speaker. Ek yo gadi mwen sase a bagay privé. It wasn't private anymore when the Prime Minister called for a meeting. And I went in the media to say that I was happy that he did it. Because I called for it over and over again, Madam Speaker. But they did it too late. There is a deafening silence, Madam Speaker. And I've said over and over again that fair trade is the way to go. We have said on this side of the house over and over again that the concept of fair trade is good. Avec Blasphème encore, Madam Speaker, they try to make people believe that it is their party since 2006, which suddenly started fair trade, you know. But Madam Speaker, when they came in 2006, all of the fair trade organizations were already established. And silently, Madam Speaker, they remain in the back. They haven't said anything about banana companies. But they are hoping, Madam Speaker, that those banana companies will find their demise, which is what they have in their manifesto. One banana company. And I am not here to judge, Madam Speaker, as to whether we should have one banana company or two banana companies. We need to give the farmers the choice. Ces farmers, c'est yo qui n'y pour choix pour décider qui laisse company feed yo veut aller avec. As a government, you cannot, Madam Speaker, be seen as putting impediments by your silence to push the thing one way or another. Except that, Madam Speaker, you can say. Non-traditional crops, Madam Speaker, page 29 of the 2007 Economic Review. And page 29, Madam Speaker, speaks to an improvement in non-traditional crops. Very good, Madam Speaker. Very good. But I want to read to you, Madam Speaker, page 29 and 30 of the 2006 Economic Review. Because I know, Madam Speaker, that the Minister of Agriculture will jump, hey, non-traditional crops improve. But I want to give him the genesis. Kote kumase, Madam Speaker. And on page 29 of the 2006 Economic Review, And I want to congratulate Mr. Ignatius Jean, wherever he is, Mr. Calix George, wherever he is, and all the people in the Ministry of Agriculture, wherever they are today, for the work which they did to change agriculture in this country, Madam Speaker. And I'll give you the facts in a while. On page 29, it shows an increase in non-traditional crops, increase in value to the hotels and so on. They were not in office yet. And part of the reason, Madam Speaker, where Jean said, and I quote, "This increase was largely influenced by the initiatives undertaken by Oxfam International to assist farmer cooperatives in improving their sales arrangements, production planning, and marketing strategies. This may signal a strengthening of the linkages between the agriculture and tourism sectors," unquote. So I wish for the Minister of Agriculture to continue on this path which our government set when they were in office. And I congratulate the farmers for the hard work in continuing this trend. Madam Speaker, livestock. And again, I can quote from page 31 of the Social and Economic Review. And the improvement in livestock continues. There was a dent in egg production, I must admit. But the Minister of Agriculture, when he comes to the podium, must do what the organization to which he belongs never does, and gives you what you deserve. Fisheries, Madam Speaker. Fisheries, Madam Speaker. In this time of increases in fuel, a fisherman has to spend over $60, Madam Speaker, more to fill a tank of gas. Nothing has been said. I don't know what the plans are for the fishermen. C'est péché à Kahele Amoué. Gouvernement a parlé avec minibus driver. Gouvernement a parlé avec tout le monde. You can buy rebate by here, they give rebate over there. And the fishermen, c'est péché, Madam Speaker. Mokotan, ça yoga fair by c'est péché. Même bluff, Madam Speaker. And they are here as if they are saviors for agriculture. Madam Speaker, the organization to which they belong left agriculture in shambles. Low productivity, Madam Speaker. And the Minister of Agriculture continues every time, and other members of this government continue to lament that they kill agriculture, they let agriculture die. Even in the Prime Minister's address, he continues that they need to improve agriculture. Madam Speaker, when you are Paula, the agricultural diversification strategy from the government of St. Lucia, it's on the website, October 2000. And you can access it, Madam Speaker. And you can see the trends, Madam Speaker. Way before 1995, every single subsector in agriculture, every single one, took the subsector. You can move through what they are. They can, it shows you where it was. The graphs are there. And you can see a general upward trend a few years after the Labour government, Madam Speaker. Every single one. So when they speak, Madam Speaker, we don't even bluff. Bring the documents. Yeah, bring the evidence. And I have it there. Every single subsector in agriculture before 1997 was dead. DEAD dead. Madam Speaker, and the Honourable Prime Minister talks about Bureau. As if, you know, they're going to change things, make things better. No thanks to people like Mr. LaForce, who worked so hard in Bureau, to resuscitate the banana industry. They are ungrateful to the staff of the Ministry of Agriculture, Madam Speaker. Nothing to say thanks for your hard work after that their party, their government, killed agriculture before 1997. Madam Speaker, youth in agriculture. You, man, speak about youth in agriculture again. The documents are there, Madam Speaker. In 2001, there's a proposed framework for action. And we need to thank the people in the ministry who worked so hard on these programs. Madam Speaker, this government comes as if nothing has been done. They have to start from scratch. That's why they are so backward. The program is there waiting for youth. What extension officers will do, what the ministry will do. The package, they started, Madam Speaker. There was a young farmers group called Shambola Shiloh, which benefited from the FAO telefood program. So, Madam Speaker, they should not come here, Madam Speaker, and speak as if nothing was done. So now they're going to revive youth in agriculture. The evidence is there. And if the honorable member, Madam Speaker, searches through the files at the ministry, speak to some of the hard-working people at the ministry who prepared it, you'll find it, Madam Speaker. Were you listening? Oh, we want to thank all the workers at the ministry who have been working for years on this. Thanks to you. And what do they propose, Madam Speaker, for food security? Every night, check your share, Madam Speaker, Ale, point 10 news in the U.S. The U.S. is now reporting that there may be a problem with wheat for the first time since World War II. May I certainly see Prime Minister that present the budget after the bagai okay. They are going to build 3 tunnels. They are going to build 7 hotels. And the U.S. is saying to us that we in the U.S. have a problem with wheat since World War II. May Governor Salah, they are not raising the alarm bells, Madam Speaker. And this is serious business. It's a matter of national security. This food security business, what is the budget doing about food security? Zero, zilch. And they blame oil. Say, real kigamuti, so we can do nothing about it. The Honorable Prime Minister says, to sit with your eyes wide open. What advice? The disjointed problems will not work. The Taiwanese controlling our agricultural policy will not work. Madam Speaker, the Honorable Member must hear that again. Fertilizers were given to some farmers, some seeds were given, and these short-term measures, you know what they've done? Yes, farmers are producing. Say, farmers are producing. Majoria wale bola plus. There's a glut on the market. And you know what? You tell me one program of the Ministry of Agriculture which deals with that glut. You tell me one. So you know what will happen? And the minister knows that well, I hope. Call bagai goma share market la abuza. Ashay sama pakai prati. But if I do, bag of tomatoes, I'm not planting tomatoes because I'll not get the price for it next cycle. And you know what? Next cycle, next cycle, bagai push. And it will continue like this. Le bagai share, put farmagai prati. Next cycle, run your glut. You will not hear the Minister of Agriculture speaking to those issues. Change marketing board. Production, production. Madam Speaker, what about the synergy between what they plan to do in tourism and what will happen in the agricultural sector? Laudi Hototo Hotel, Moon Kaitute Plate, and they will go to work in construction. Madam Speaker, unskilled labor, that is what they do. What will happen, Madam Speaker? Give us the plan. What will happen? What will we do then? So we are in a crisis. And the conscience of members opposite, Madam Speaker, must hurt them. And while he speaks and tries to disturb, Madam Speaker, I wonder, Honourable Member, for Denry North to go back to Denry North and look his people in the eyes
and tell them that I was part of this budget which will mess up your life in the next year. I want honorable members opposite, all your constituency, et tous ces mounins, qui ça, y'a qu'à y faire pour manger sa paix manger à l'autre année à qui a venu. Everything in this budget, Madam Speaker, nothing in there will see the light of day in the next year. The seven hotels, member for answer, Madam Speaker, ask him for me, Madam Speaker. So when you step out of this house on Thursday, Madam Speaker, I'll tell you, allez parler by setting on my lap. Avec Dio, tell the little children what exactly the parents will do. Tell the teachers what they will do. Tell the young professionals what they will do to buy a piece of land in this crisis time that we have now. No food security targets. Nothing that we can measure. As we know, food security, Madam Speaker, relates to the availability and accessibility of adequate and affordable quality of food supply on a sustainable basis. Just simply producing more does not guarantee food security. And the Honorable Minister for Agriculture, I'm sure, knows that. And while we are in this crisis, Madam Speaker, budget la pani pierce allocation for Director of Agricultural Services. Zero. Furnished. And we have a crisis. Deputy of Agricultural Services, Mama Yela. The chief vet. Who should be responsible for the animal program? Zero. And you tell me, Madam Speaker, you are serious. You are a serious government. And you say you want to bring back livestock. And there is zero in the budget for the chief vet. Zilch. And it's interesting, Madam Speaker, that if you drive down to Bosseju and they speak about bringing back livestock, but it's interesting, you know, Madam Speaker, every single thing, some bagay government affair, kamucho, you pay me, and you have this idea of say you can fail. Bosseju, who blame me NADA, a livestock station, and those are say they went down to the livestock station, and they took acres and acres and plowed it to put vegetable farmers. Ha, 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 Madam Speaker. That's your government is aware about livestock, Koyodi. Where's the planning? I don't understand it. My peers go to agriculture, my mother will leave. When they to live. When they put it to live. I don't understand it, Madam Speaker. What happened to the cows that were there? Madam Speaker, it is just unfortunate, Madam Speaker, that you know you can't carry a cow at the back of a car like a bag of fertilizer. Or else, some people would explain to me what happened to the cows. Anyway, we need to be concerned, Madam Speaker, about this crisis in food security. The last government already established 400 acres with irrigation, the support to the credit unions, finance, quick finance. We need something now. They say they'll bring back development bank. We need something now. There is already a structure in the credit unions, easy access to the rural community, Madam Speaker. We need to get in there now. What about low external input agriculture, Madam Speaker? Because no matter what you do in agriculture, you will continue to buy seeds from overseas, you will continue to depend on fertilizer from overseas. Avec l'année 18, l'année bagaille ça fait à l'école. To cut down on the external inputs. C'est ça qui a fait bagaille nous mauvais. Qui ça nous a fait cochon qui nous a planté ici à même? What can we do with the seed situation? Et nous agriculture, Madam Speaker, ça ça. Glory to that calibre to pass. You can do things in this crisis situation. Madam Speaker, at some crisis, to pass only on Latia, in times of crisis, most responsible governments turn to traditional values and culture. You look for your artists. You look for, Madam Speaker, your dramatists, your painters. These people, Madam Speaker, that industry, that sector, whether we like it or not, whether we don't like them, whether our core values don't turn to that side, these are crucial people, a crucial subsector. There was not one reference in the budget, not one reference to the creative arts industry. Look for one. Not one. Madam Speaker, is this a serious government? When your creative arts, zilch, zero, the artists, the painters, the folk research center, the dramatists who can go to the schools, take a treatment, nothing in the creative arts in this budget. The Cultural Development Foundation is a start. It's there. The last government gave incentives to musicians for duty-free concessions. And I congratulate people like Ricky T, Invader and the others. All the SSNs. These people were considered as being core to the heart of the development of this country. Mumki Akinte, Madam Speaker. Daniel Gouvernement continue yo. Avec your partner, avec NBC, avec your bailleur l'argent, bagay comme ça. Gouvernement, ça n'a pas rien en budget là. Je ne pas dire rien about artist culture, pour qu'il se sente. But I advise you, Madam Speaker, that in the time of crisis, you need your artists more than ever. Because politicians cannot communicate peace and tranquility to people as much as artists can. In their paintings, in their drama, in the theater. You are not a serious government, Madam Speaker. You're not serious. I wish at this time, Madam Speaker, to pay homage, if you'll allow me, Madam Speaker, a few minutes to my constituents. Madam Speaker, ces gens qui votent nos fleurs, the elderly, the youth, the respectful elders, nous n'y a l'histoire, Madam Speaker, souffrance. We have a history of suffering whenever we find ourselves on the opposite.
Honourable Member, you have 10 more minutes within which to complete your presentation. Honourable Member for Castries.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I wish to invoke Section 32.10 of the Standing Orders to allow the Honourable Member for Newport North an additional 15 minutes to complete this presentation.
Are you asking for an additional 15 in addition to the 10, a total of 25? So remember, the question is that Standing Order 3210 be invoked to allow the member for Beaufort North an additional 15 minutes within which to complete this presentation. I now for the question, as many as other opinions, say aye. As many as are of a contrary opinion, say no. I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Leave is granted.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, Honourable Members. Madam Speaker, the hard-working people of Beaufort North, as I said before, have suffered. We have a history of suffering when we find our government, when we find our party on the opposite benches. No other parliamentarian, Madam Speaker, can attest to the fact that suffering of Beaufort North is long-standing. No one can attest to that fact more than the former representative, Mr. Cecil Henry Lay. Madam Speaker, those people and their rep, their representative, Yowete Formidab Evet, First Labour Party, bred justice and freedom, even when the most enticing offers came in the form of shining silver. Madam Speaker, c'est Jean Vivot Nof La Salve. That lay a politic. Moun ba ou bagay ki ka kreye. A design. ni poison. And you have jamais mangé that poison salad. Never committed political suicide. So, Madam Speaker, it always took the Labour Party to make dramatic and significant changes in the constituency of Beaufort North. Même là, il y a un pouvoir pour détruire l'année. Je dis à Madame Speaker, il a continué. The hands of attempted isolation and victimization are wide and far-reaching in my constituency. But Madam Speaker, we will not allow this to daunt our spirit. Nous comprenons, Madam Speaker, qui ça partia, c'est même l'autre side qui ça UMA. We understand the values. The road that Zevasel, Madam Speaker, mentioned by the Honorable Prime Minister, is another example of a promise. Now, since this budget, Madam Speaker, is a bluff, I am hoping, Madam Speaker, that the Honorable Prime Minister will prove us wrong. And the people of Zevasel, ces gens de Zevasel, vous enchimez ça là, avec nous, après combien d'efforts pour plein, c'est toi avec TIF, mais ça va pas aider. A recent attempt was made, Madam Speaker, through the small grants project offered by the Minister of Communications and Works. But of course, we know the story about this. And their own people claim that they have their reasons for isolating Beaufort North and Beaufort South, that it was timing and all of this. Interestingly, Madam Speaker, every single project which was selected was the same project which I toured. But Madam Speaker, tato. Ces gens de Vassal la savent. C'est toi qui as plein l'autre jour, en janvier, février. L'argent qui a dépensé pour plein, c'est tout ça là. C'est pas ça, moi, je veux. And the people of Bellevue know that very well. Exactly, you got plenty too, Madam Speaker. Even when they are filling in potholes, a basic activity, they take their supporters and cronies from far to fill holes with dirt in Beaufort North. But tato. Advise, Madam Speaker. Chine Vigéa, c'est Jean Vigéa souffert. C'est à quoi des élèves Vigéa, c'est un petit place, Madame Speaker. People don't remember. Our government, when we were in office, did some work. Nous faisons l'école là-bas et c'est Jean Vigéa. But the road, Madam Speaker, needs attention. Once again, I heard from the Honorable Prime Minister that the people of Vigéa will get their road after a long wait. Madam Speaker, I hope that this is not another bluff. The Bellevue Bamboo Road, Madam Speaker, c'est Fama qui a Babou. And Madam Speaker, I heard the minister, the member for Kassou South East indicate on some program that the curative funds are finally here after many years of negotiation. And if I heard him correctly, he did mention a few roads in Beaufort North, some farming roads. I'm looking forward to the farming roads, Madam Speaker. The Bois Bleke Road and Development at Grace, Madam Speaker. The PROUD program is a good model. And I am hoping that the people of Bois Bleke will have their area taken care of. Once again, in the program which was offered by the Minister of Communication and Works, I identified this particular road, and the minister himself must go to see the works. And the taxpayers of St. Lucia, Madam Speaker, will one day have to put out money to redo most of these small projects, because They were given to people. You buy Muniki, Kitevle, Sesetibai, Evetli. The vehicles cannot enter this particular road now as comfortably as they did when the road was in a terrible condition. You want to say about that? Zoop, frap, zoop. When come budget law? Hope estate, Madam Speaker, a very serious problem. Hope estate is a very historical place. Say last year we had to go past Poika Street. Limo, we call it. And we have complained over and over again about the silt from the previous operations into that particular waterway. Amundi, my Minister of Agriculture, the Iwe Ilimem. Madam Speaker, while there have been some improvements, we need to continue to stress that the operators in that area cannot continue to destroy the river in that area. And the NDC, Madam Speaker, surveyors NDC, and it alia la kumun laimo, cutting the banana trees. The government will acquire this whole area, remove the people, to give somebody the license to operate a santi in the whole community. A few mistakes. Madam Speaker, you serve the government of Rila Bakayo. You can vote. But you can't vote. I ask, as the parliamentary representative, Madam Speaker, that the government calls the people of Hope Estate and Limo and speak to the people. They are afraid. They don't know what to do. People are saying to them, we are going to cut this piece and cut that piece and sell it out to someone who's going to put a quarry in that area. No consultation. There are farmers in this area, acres and acres of bananas. A person kokopali by person. NDC in action, Dubai. Madam Speaker, Kaye, Teva. The preschool, school safety, Madam Speaker. The principals of the four schools, three of them in particular, Piero, Bellevue, Grace, the principals have asked me, Madam Speaker, to convey to the Minister of Communication and Works that one of these days, a child will die. And when a vehicle knocks that child, love masum kai chua to mamaya shime sala. 6 minutes government kai vinla, like your mem kai mete speed bumpla. Because Madam Speaker, over and over again, letters have been written to advise that we need some speed bumps in the areas of those schools. And nothing has been done. Madam Speaker, the principals of the schools, I want it on record. So see what I said. Nigeria CIG, responsibility, se passa se principal. Help them out. Speed bumps. Situation global, Belgium, Madam Speaker. Metan Wasco will be privatized. So I'm hoping that the situation with the water catchment at Belgium, where there is this water catchment at just yonder fields growing. Let's say Muna Uwe Pipe, your Madam Speaker, tout glow blanc. 15 minutes after, tout glow clear. We need to regularize this. Like Madam Speaker, l'année après l'année, the people of Bellevue speak about the Human Resource Center and the Cultural Center. If you know Bellevue, Madam Speaker, you will know that this area is one of the richest areas in culture. You know Ramapolewa, Madam Speaker. You know that Jugwa himself, his roots, his tongue, his words are Bellevue, Madam Speaker. You know of so many groups, so many bands. And Madam Speaker, while not everything this gentleman says in Creole truly represents what Bellevue people believe, The talent is recognized. And I urge, I plead once again to the minister to go back to the plans. They are there. I was told that they are waiting CDB funds. But this community, Madam Speaker, requires this community and cultural center. I'm not here, Madam Speaker, with my knees on the ground begging ministers, Madam Speaker. I'm simply putting it on the record. For I know the history of the United Workers' Party very well. I know the history of the organization to which members opposite belong very well. While some fresh blood, some new ones came in, Madam Speaker, and thought that they were able to make a dent, the Honorable Prime Minister himself reminded them that we will deal with the radicals. So, Madam Speaker, before I take my seat, I urge Honorable Members to remember that we are in crisis. There is a considered indifference, Madam Speaker, a polished indifference on the other side to the seriousness of the crisis which we face. There is a laughing kind of, you know, puppy show, Madam Speaker, with this budget. And while farmers are using over $720 more to fill their tanks per month, those small vans, and people with those diesel trucks are using $780 more to fill their tanks, this budget comes packaged and does not speak to the crisis which we face. Budget sala pala paka pala about food security. Budget sala paka di nukai kupi an lese SLG nefla PM1 et PM2. Budget sala paka pala about sa. The budget simply tries to cross over 7 hotels in a year. Tunnel here, tunnel there. Quadrant development, quadrant modeling. Madam Speaker, members opposite need to get serious, be respectful to the people of St. Lucia, and while I will not continue with the analogy of the drunk man, certainly, Madam Speaker, the effects are very, very similar. I thank you very much, Madam Speaker.